a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
The band is back together. Lingy, what happened?
Well, you alluded to it just before the song, Log. Remember this time last year where I came in and told you that I'd had a little heart issue?
Oh my God, what?
Now, it's funny, I shouldn't laugh at these sorts of things, but I just, when it happened, I couldn't wait to come in and tell you guys all about it.
Okay.
Christmas night. So this is going back, 5 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
I ended up in intensive care in hospital.
Intensive care?
Yes. But not for any heart-related issues, you'll be happy to know. I had a anaphylactic reaction.
What?
Anaphylaxis.
What?
Yes. So it's actually a very serious message, just for anyone listening out there.
You
be
always
really
come
conscious
from holidays
of this.
With a serious message.
So I, later on Christmas night, sorry, about 6 o'clock Christmas night, all our guests were leaving. So it was Dodsey's family and plus my mum and dad. They've all left about 6 o'clock. And this is not alcohol related. I had two beers, lots of food, but two beers. They've left and the boys have gone to me, "Hey, Dad, can you come play in the backyard?" I'm like, "Yeah, no worries." So we started throwing around the NFL ball, having it run around.
Yeah.
And within about 15 minutes of running around, I was running around a fair bit, just got real short of breath. And, and I just thought it was my fitness. Thought, "Oh, got some work to do, Cameron," but couldn't really breathe. And then I was getting all hot and everything. So I took my top off, T-shirt off, just to try and cool down.
Yeah.
Whole body was just rash, like red, blotchy.
What?
And then I just couldn't breathe and got to the point where I was like super short of breath.
Oh, my God.
I've quickly run inside because Dodsey suffers badly from hay fever, so she has antihistamine tablets. Mm. I thought, something's reacting with me. I'll get an antihistamine, take that. And might settle it down. Well, within, I reckon, and this is where the wake-up call for me was, so serious, after about 5 minutes of thinking something's not right to taking the antihistamine, I was going downhill really quickly, as in really couldn't breathe, getting quite dizzy. I looked in the mirror and all my lips and neck and that face was all super swollen and my lips were all sort of had a bluish tinge. And
oh my God.
And I lay down in the passage just because I had to. And I just yelled out to Dodsey. I said, "Oh, I think you have to ring an ambulance."
And that's saying a lot for you too.
Yeah. It was like for that 5 minutes, which felt like a long time, I was like, "No, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. Just relax and start breathing. Like, it's fine. It's fine." But it was getting worse and worse and harder. And I'm like, "Yeah, ring an ambulance." And incredible people, the paramedics, as we know. They're just superb. They very quickly made their way to our house. I had to have the adrenaline shot in the leg, their version of the EpiPen, which did a bit, improved me a little bit, but didn't do enough. So they had to get me into the ambulance and give me a second shot of the adrenaline, and then got me to hospital and 4 or 5 hours in emergency, and then moved to ICU with some wonderful people.
God.
All settled down, all really good after about probably 4 or 5 hours. It was all settling down. There were a couple of little issues they weren't happy with, but they were improving as the night wore on. So I spent the night in hospital, and now this has stuck with me for basically the rest of my life. I got to carry an EpiPen with me now.
What do you know what you reacted to?
No, that's the crazy thing. So the most reactive thing, like normally reactive thing that I ate throughout the course of Christmas Day was prawns, shellfish.
Yeah.
But I've eaten prawns my entire life.
Yeah, it can happen, mate. Allergies can pop up literally any time.
Exactly right. That's what they said to me. And then one of the paramedics, who was a really great guy, said he's heard of minor allergens being in the system and then going out and doing some vigorous exercise, like 2 or 3 hours later after the body's digested the thing that's in your bloodstream, can just kick off a reaction.
Right.
And then you get the anaphylactic reaction.
Yeah.
And so that's our best theory. But no, I've got to go through. I'm booking in for like a whole range of testing to find out what it might be.
Mm.
The hardest thing about it being Christmas Day was narrowing down what I ate.
Cause
I had a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of lamb, a little bit of ham, a little bit of everything. So that's our number one suspect at the moment. But I got no idea.
It could have been something in the grass or something when you were running around.
Could have been, exactly. I thought initially, because it was a kind of a humid night, if you remember Christmas night.
Yeah, it was raining.
And thunderstorm, asthma type thing. I don't know. I'd never experienced it before. And I had to, it was a huge reaction. I'm okay now, I'm fine. But, the doctors have said, because I have had it once, I am susceptible to it happening again. Like you said, that later onset of allergies to something, it can happen again. So I'm carrying an EpiPen everywhere I go now.
We have to know how to use that then. In all seriousness, like, I don't know how to use one.
I reckon you take the lid off and stab him with it.
Yeah, I know. But
probably.
Pretty much it.
Yeah. Good to hear that the Ambos made it real quick to, it's an address in Newtown.
Thanks, I missed Cameron Lee. What?
Lights and sounds.
Woo, woo, woo.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
The whole gang is here.
Yeah, and thank God you're here, Lingy, because I think you're the voice of reason. And even though I've said it, other people have said it, sometimes this guy just does not listen. And this guy I'm referring to is Tom. Last week, he came in to the studio. Now, we can all agree, climate-controlled building, right?
Yes.
Doesn't matter how hot it's going to be outside, because you know in here, it's going to be quite a nice 21 degrees or so.
Correct.
He's rocked into work.
Yes.
With a muscle singlet. He's rocked in with singlet.
We're not talking about his tidy-whitey T-shirts he wears now because the rig's looking magnificent.
Yeah, thank you.
We're talking about a singlet, are we?
He's gone one step up in the wanker department and he's decided, and I thought maybe he went to the gym and forgot his other clothes. No. He wore a basketball jersey to the gym and then changed into a muscle singlet for work. Because it's so hot outside.
It was going to be the one hot day that we had last week.
Yeah. He was also wearing slides and shorts. We're not going to go into that. Can you wear a muscle singlet that shows your ribs?
It wasn't you're making it sound like it was a stringlet, like I was wearing a Gold's Gym sort of arrangement.
Okay, before I give a ruling, I'll give you a brief opportunity to respond to these allegations.
Thank you.
Why?
It was a grey T-shirt that essentially has had the sleeves cut off. It was a big NFL one.
If the sleeves
NFL
went all
logo.
The way down to your wrist.
Yes, it did go down the sides. But to be fair, the whole time we were in the studio, the whole time the show was on, I was wearing a hoodie over it and a zip-up hoodie.
If you've got it, why hide it?
And well, he's then, also like, well, it's just Loggy and she saw me on the way in, so I'll wait till everyone from work comes. Continue, Tom.
I had the hoodie on the way in.
No, because I said singlet. All right.
I don't remember that happening. She stitched me up. She walked into the privacy of my office where I was writing on the whiteboard.
This, by the way, Lingy. Fully.
When I fully
flexed the whole time. Just hoping someone would walk past. G'day, Log. What can I do for you?
You're not refuting that bit, but...
Once she started filming, I started flexing to have a bit of a laugh. But it was fine. It was a hot day. I was going to get out of there as quickly as I could, out of here as quickly as I could,
just
and go enjoy my day.
Yeah.
Did you just go and walk up and down the street in your singlet?
No.
G'day, guys. Check this out.
No. Cardio ruins gains, mate. Why would I be walking?
Oh, it's all about bulk.
Is that okay in a workplace situation, Cameron Lee?
Now, I'm hesitant to say this because, well, he is our boss. If boss man says singlets are okay, they should be okay. Mm. My general feel is I side with Loggy on this one, Tommy.
And Carly did too. All of the people closest to me.
I think every person on earth would... Well,
the Judas. Incorrect. No, because we did a poll on the Instagram and at least 30-something% backed me and said, get out the guns.
That's because he started naming and shaming everyone on air. Oh, yeah? Nah, stuff you. Stuff you. Stuff you. So everyone was scared.
The ones that agreed, they either work in a gym, they're lifesavers on a beach, or
we did have
like
someone
that
formerly worked at a gym that said, no, Tom.
No.
Oh, He didn't even have support of the gym community.
And what I offered to do was, instead of wearing a top with cutouts, maybe I'll wear pants with cutout bits. I can have the back bit cut out or I could have the front bit cut out. And I gave you the choice and neither of you wanted or you didn't want
to. Okay, if you don't want to listen to us, I'm going to get someone that you will listen to. Okay?
A fashionista.
A fashionista. Someone with power.
Mm-hmm.
A very special guest will be joining us on the show then tomorrow.
Oh, I'm a little hurt that I'm not considered a fashionista. That you need to go above and beyond me.
You are special.
Stay in your lane.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
As we've already said so far, I have had a little break from the show. Missed you both a lot. Not that much when I was sitting on the beach and just taking it easy. Had a lovely holiday.
Bless.
We spent some time down this wonderful coast that we have on our doorstep down Aries Inlet, Fairhaven Way. Mm. Some really nice days at the beach down there. Lots of fun. Can I just quickly say, lifesavers, you are just amazing people. They are so wonderful.
Yeah.
Obviously, I love going to Fairhaven, a big open beach. When the tide's out, the boys can play cricket and run around, not bother anyone. But obviously, some pretty rough surf. Lifesavers do an incredible job. Yeah. Thank you so much for everything you do. Just wanted to throw that in there. We spent a couple of days at the beach. Mm. And now, I know I'm a bit of a fashionista and I'm up with the modern trends and that log, but I'm going to direct this one to you. When did girls, women, females, start the bikini choices now? Okay. The bottom half, they seem to be disappearing up backsides.
Okay.
You get the trend that I'm talking about? They do?
Yes. More of a G-string bikini bottom.
Yeah, not a full G-string.
Yeah.
Like a permanent wedgie type thing going on.
Yeah.
Well, there were a lot of those at the beach when we were there.
You're having the time of your life.
No, I was not looking at all.
It was a full moon, but all month. It was weird.
Are you going down the beach again, aren't you, Lee? These polarised sunnies.
Beach? What beach? I wasn't at any beach.
Well, at one stage...
What are those binoculars around here?
I love the bird life.
Trench coat with the fake arm.
Well, at one stage, I was in the shallows with Jed. Mm. We were just doing the one holding hands and you jump the little waves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's safer in the shallows. Yeah.
And
you can't see a thing.
Is that a shark? No, that's Lingy floating on his back.
I'm sorry I even brought up this conversation now.
Oh, my God, my back hurts.
Go on. So you're in the shallows.
And you know, like the beach, there's people squealing and laughing and having fun. There's waves rolling. It's always loud. It's as though in a moment the entire ocean went silent and everyone on the beach went silent.
Yeah.
And there were three, I'm going to say, early 20s females in front of the
same.
We'll just say that.
Yeah. Yep.
Definitely. Like a good sort of 4 or 5 years at least passed.
And Jenny turned to me and at the top of his voice and everything I said went silent, has just like innocently asked me a question. He's like, "Dad, why do all the girls have the bathers stuck up their bum?" I'm like, "I don't know what you're talking about, Jenny. I'm not looking at
that. I haven't seen anything."
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Hopefully everyone had a nice weekend, a long weekend, but we are talking about long weekend public holiday surcharges. Mm. Tom and I experienced this on Saturday of the public holiday long weekend. So not the specific public holiday, which was, of course, was Friday. This is the next day, Saturday. You got hit when you caught up with a mate for some food and a drink when you got your bill. It had an extra whack on it. I bought a coffee Saturday morning when we were away over the weekend. Again, hit with the public holiday surcharge. But it happened on a Saturday. You and I, Tom, are both arguing that you should not be able to charge the public holiday surcharge, which is in place to cover higher wages, etc., on, not on, the specific public holiday.
Yeah.
Are we fair in saying that?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, great. Done. We're finished. We don't need to talk to Lloyd.
5223 2955 Lloyd from Armstrong Creek. Good morning.
Morning, gang. Happy New Year to you all. Welcome back, Lingy.
Thank you, Lloydie. Appreciate that. Hope you've been well. What do you reckon on this one?
Look, as for someone that runs a business themselves, it's a trick, in my opinion, to do this to people, because I believe that when you offer a service to people, you want to pay for what you're getting for, but you don't want to be insulted in doing that by whacking surcharges on top of things that are not warranted.
Blow up the price.
Because I think whenever I charge for a job to do my work, I charge for what I'm supplying, what I'm doing for my work, cover my insurances, etc., and my wages.
Yeah.
But I can't go to them and say, oh, but I'm working on a Saturday, so I'm going to chuck another 10% on top of that because it's Saturday rate. Like, they'll look at me and go, what are you doing? Like, you can piss off, mate. You're not going to do that for me. But these businesses in hospitality, like, they seem to do it. I understand when they've got to pay, like, banks because they've got the machines and all that sort of stuff to do it.
Yeah.
FPOS machines. But they don't, like, they seem to find a way to do this to the public by chucking on a bit extra. And people are so blind to it. And it's what's very frustrating. And I generally try to flag it where I can. But sometimes you're in a hard situation where you kind of need that thing, or you're out in public and you're just doing this for fun and you just go and do it anyway, and that's where they catch you out. But in any other stage, I generally tend to refuse to try and pay that surcharge if I can.
Yeah, and it's a good point you make, Lloydie, about the fact that we're just so used to it. So I bought that coffee and they're like, oh, yeah, $6.60. And I'm like, yeah, no, I tapped it thinking, well, it's just got the public holiday surcharge on. That's why it's so expensive. I didn't stop and think. We are happy to be proven wrong. We don't mind that at all. If somebody rings in and says that, no, we've got to pay extra for the entire weekend. But who we got, Tommy? Is it
Jimmy?
Jimmy,
you've spent some time in hospitality, my friend.
Yeah, only about 35 years.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Tell us, Jimmy.
Over that time, and both in Lawn, so down on the coast, Geelong and various country areas, and actually on Saturday I did get stung the an extra $10, being that it's supposedly a long weekend.
Wow.
Now, the thing about it is, in the whole 35 years, I hardly ever got paid the appropriate overtime, number one.
Right.
So the money that they sting us doesn't go to the employee. It goes to the employer's pocket.
Yeah, okay. Really? So they're not paying any extra on a Saturday for if it's a public holiday weekend.
Very rarely.
Yeah.
Very, very rarely. 35 years, yep.
Yeah.
It's the inside
word. Never got long service either.
Oh, Jimmy, the hits keep on coming, far out. Well, look, I hope you're sort of, are you still in hospo or are you doing something different now?
Nah, I've just jumped ship and I work for the government now, so.
And the money rolls in.
It all comes back.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.